When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 14th edition. Six-game slate for you on a Thursday, nice and early. If you're playing FanDuel, you have eight games starting at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time. But on DraftKings, as we cover on this show, you have a six-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Should be a fun one. Real quick, some housekeeping as always. I am on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, you can hit me up there or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Just ask, and I'll get you an invite over that direction. If you could do me the courtesy and give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, that would help out tremendously. Or go watch it on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Subscribe, give it the old thumbs up. That would help out a ton. For you season-long fantasy baseball players, and it will help with MLB DFS, go check out the Benched with Bubba podcast. Over four, doing episode 462 on Tuesday night, 463 on Thursday night. Tuesday's Bubba in the Bat Flip, Thursday's Bubba in the Bloom. I will mix in some Wednesday guests as always, so lots of content over there. And check out Benched with Bubba. But going to be a fun one. Six games will get you in and out as always. Weather looks to be okay potentially on the slate, so keep an eye on that. We might touch the bullets after the messes we've had on Wednesday and some other days previously. The totals on the slate for your two extra games on FanDuel of Washington at Pittsburgh, over under of 9, in Philadelphia and at Miami, over under of 8. I will say, if you're playing the FanDuel slate, Yoan Adon is pitching for the Nats against the Pirates. He's $6,700 on FanDuel, and that is a phenomenal price tag. A phenomenal GPP play. It'll allow you to stack Coors and all the fun stuff you want to do there. So if you want to use some value with Adon, go for it at $6,700. And then Gibson and Sandy Alcantara are both in play for Philadelphia and Miami if you are on the FanDuel slate. All right, back to DraftKings. Your totals on this slate: Jays, Yankees, totals 8.5. Angels, Rangers, 9. Braves, Padres, 7.5. Cubs, Rockies, 11.5. And we are missing totals for Atlanta, San Diego. Yes, Atlanta. No, I got that. We got Atlanta, San Diego. So we're missing Detroit, Kansas City. It looks like it's Casey Mize, Greinke. Casey got rained out on Wednesday, so they're probably not officially knowing. But right now we have Zach Greinke scheduled to start there in the Cincinnati and the Dodgers. There's no total there because it looks like Luis Sessa is going to open for Riverson Martin to follow afterwards. So no totals there yet, but you have to imagine the Dodgers will be heavy favorites in that game. And when you're talking Detroit, Kansas City, that could be a fun little total of maybe 8.5, 9, worth attacking if it is Mize versus Greinke. So let's get into the picks for this slate. Pitching's been rough. We have seen, though, this is the second time through the rotation, guys are starting to throw a little more innings. Like, we saw Logan Webb go 7. We saw Kershaw go 7. Still only 80 pitches, but, you know, Webb got up there on pitch counts. We've seen a lot of these guys start to get to 85, 90-plus pitches now, which is great to see. We can start to have a little more confidence, not a ton, but a little. The highest price pitcher on DK is Walker Buehler at $9,700. I am not all in on Walker Buehler. I think he's very tournament viable because you do have the Reds, who have been very, very hot and cold to start the season, and a lot of swing and miss when you're talking about the Cincinnati Reds. So if you want to go Buehler, you can, because like I said, it's a Reds team that so far on the season, short sample, as always, but striking out 30% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 165 average and a .078 ISO. The thing with Buehler, velocity was down in Colorado. Could have been colder weather in Colorado. Lots of things that could have played into that. He went 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks. You know, he still got you 17.7 DK points, and the way pitching's been so bad, it's not the end of the world. Like, Shane McClanahan was very strong, gave up 3 runs to the A's, still got you like 17.5 points. Didn't crush you, but didn't, you know, probably lead you to the promised land. So Buehler's in play in tournaments because I still respect this Reds lineup. There's still some thump in there, but the amount of swing and miss, and if Buehler can get that velo just a little bit better, we might have something to work with here. But I am a little concerned. I'll be honest, a little concerned on that. And again, shameless plug for Benched with Bubba, the Thursday night episode of Bubba and the Bloom. We're going to look at guys that are having some increased velo and some decreased velos and our thoughts on that going forward early in the season here. All right, Charlie Morton is my top pay-up spot on the slate at $9,300 at the San Diego Padres. Chucky's just great. I love playing Chucky. He's a strikeout monster. He had 5 Ks and 5 1/3 against Cincinnati, that aforementioned Padres team, Reds team, threw 78 pitches. So you'd imagine he's going closer to 90 this go around, maybe a little more. So he might be able to get you 5-6 innings. Got you 20 DK points his last time out. He's facing this Padres team that Logan Webb just dominated with 7 Ks over his 8 innings of work on Wednesday on getaway day. And it's a Padres team striking out over 24% of the time with a 0.074 ISO. First right-handed pitching early on in this season. So Chucky at 93, I like quite a bit. Going to Petco Park as well is not going to hurt him at all. Shohei Ohtani is still far too cheap. Now on FanDuel, he's the highest priced pitcher, like at 10.8. So that's respectable. But on DK, he's still $7,900. And that's just too hard to ignore at the Texas Rangers. Shohei in his first start of the season, 4 2/3, 4 hits, one run, but 9 strikeouts against the Houston Astros through 80 pitches. Again, you're expecting 90-ish, 95 pitches if all things are clicking. He got you 23.5 points because the strikeout stuff was redonkulous in that game. And now you got this Texas team not striking out a ton to start the year, but 0.087 ISO, 214 average. And Shohei's got some elite strikeout stuff. So Shohei at $7,900 is outstanding. Got a lot of cash game appeal to his GPP upside as well in that matchup. Like Morton and Shohei is kind of where I want to start things off. We'll see ownership. Shohei should be popular. But then again, we went through this last year. If you're a Quick Hits listener, like Shohei was always priced in the 7,500 to 8K range. There's a lot of nights he did not get the ownership he deserved. Like, he is a legit Cy Young candidate when he's on. He has issues with the walks from time to time. But if he's not walking, guys, double-digit Ks are through the roof with potential with Shohei Ohtani. So $7,900, I'll take that tournament gamble time and time again. So, yeah, I'll be going Morton and Shohei for the most part. But if you want to be a little different, Joe Musgrove is $7,600. This is a really good tournament play at home against the Atlanta Braves. Like, if you're a season-long player, he was getting drafted with Morton and company as a big upside ace for the Padres. 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks against the D-backs in his debut. And he's facing this Braves team, which, you know, they double-digit runs on Tuesday, but Wednesday they were kind of quiet. They've just been kind of up and down all season. They're striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They got thumped for sure. There's no denying that. There's a lot of swing and miss with this Braves lineup. So if you want to take some chances with Joe Musgrove in tournaments, 76 hundo, I think that is tremendous. You can save some money. You can go like Musgrove and Ohtani and stack up some bats, but two big-time strikeout upside guys in tournaments, that's definitely a way to go. Again, in cash, I kind of want the Morton-Ohtani side of things, but Musgrove has some big-time appeal when it comes to tournaments against Atlanta because most people, A, won't want to put him up against the Braves, and I get it. You know, Olsen, Albies, Ozuna, you got Duvall. You got a lot of thump in that lineup, but there's a ton of swing and miss right now. So Musgrove at 76 is quite appealing in that matchup. Other than that, you're just taking tournament darts here. Like you could go Gausman against the Yankees if you want to. Gausman had an up and down first start. The Yankees, we know what they can do. Berrios looked a lot better until I think it was the third time through the order when Judge went bonanza on him and just crushed one. So that's always possible. They do strike out almost 24% of the time. So Gausman might be able to sneak in some strikeouts. So tournament only for Kevin Gausman. That would be an angle to go to on a 6-game slate if you want to, you know, appeal to that direction. Maybe think he's going to pitch more innings, more pitches overall, rack up some more strikeouts. Maybe he'll be able to sneak in with a nice little, 12% roster rate or less, like almost 20-point performance. That would be awesome in a tournament. So you got to have that mindset that he's facing a very tough matchup, but things could potentially roll in his direction. But other than that, like, I'm really not seeing any punts I like much at all. Like, the only one I'd say is Justin Steele because everyone's going to stack Colorado. I'm going to stack Colorado. But you get Steele at $5,400. He was outstanding in his debut. 5 innings, no runs, 5 Ks against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers offense has been very, very dreadful to start the season. And this Rockies team's hitting right now. Even outside of Coors, they hit a little bit in Texas. Now you come back to Coors, it is going to be cold, colder than usual. And they're not striking out a ton. 17% K rate versus lefties. Again, small sample, hitting 320. Versus lefties. So Steele was good. He's $5,400. He would be the ultimate contrarian GPP play because everyone's going to stack Coors because on FanDuel, the Rockies are priced up appropriately. On DraftKings, which we're going to focus on always on this show, Rockies aren't priced. Like they're easy to stack, very easy to stack. So they're going to be a very popular stack, a stack that I'm going to eat some chalk on for sure. And Justin Steele makes for a phenomenal contrarian play. Risky as hell, but very, very contrarian. So my main focus is on this slate is Charlie Morton, Shohei Ohtani, Joe Musgrove. That's my main three on this slate. But Bueller's got tournament appeal. Gossman has got some really nice tournament appeal as well. And then if you need to go Justin Steele, you can. But I'm going to keep it simple for me, at least for now. Again, we can see lineups. Like when I did the show last night, wasn't that excited about Kershaw. Then I saw the lineup. I read some more stuff from the beat reporters. I said it in the Discord. I got on Kershaw, and it worked out very well. Will it work out that well every time? Heck no. Like, he's not throwing seven perfect innings, like whoever you put out there. But you just got to kind of see when lineups come out, getaway days especially, things change. This isn't a getaway day, but it's, you know, a lot of teams traveling for four-game series. So we might see some interesting lineups, especially early in the season. So keep that in mind. But Morton, Ohtani, Musgrove is my big three on this slate. Let's talk about the hitters as we cruise on through here. You can look at Salvi Perez if you want, because Casey Mize, he's either very hittable or he's going to walk a lot of guys, which gets to the bullpen early. So I think that's an angle I want to go to. On the Cubs side, I think Wilson Contreras went deep on Wednesday, and Freeland will be targeted. Like, Freeland's an intriguing tournament. Like, Freeland and Steele, either one you could play in a tournament because they both could probably get you 15 points or just get shelled. Like, we've seen it both with them. But Wilson Contreras at 48 is very appealing versus Kyle Freeland. I like that a lot. Will Smith against Sessa and then San Martin at 41 could be a nice pay-up spot because most, if they're going to pay up, are going to go to Contreras. So you can get a guy like Will Smith, who's an elite talented at catcher, hitting in the middle of a stacked Dodgers lineup. Like, the Dodgers stack is a very good stack tonight, especially if everyone goes to Coors, and Dodgers are more expensive than Coors. Like, this could be a fun spot. So Will Smith at 41 is someone I'd like to take a chance on. Some other catchers, though, there's not a ton. Excuse me. Elias Diaz and Coors at 34 is far too cheap. I like that one a lot if you are looking there. Maybe some Alejandro Kirk for Severino at 32. But not a ton else, barring some interesting lineups or just trying to punt when all things are said and done. First base, you got Vladito, triple dong on Wednesday. He got me 49 DK points. It was absolutely glorious against Gerrit Cole at 13% ownership. Absolutely amazing on a four-game slate. Got to love it. He's 59 for Severino. Again, say it every show. Toronto's always in play. Now, Vladdy's the only one that really did anything for Toronto tonight, so the stack didn't work out so well. But they're always worth a look. Severino looked okay his last time out, but we'll see how that one plays out. Freddie Freeman's going to get going eventually. People, when they're stacking the Dodgers right now, aren't using a ton of Freddie because he's expensive, and he's just kind of not producing it. But it's early, so Freddie at 5K could be a nice low-owned piece of the Dodgers stack if you are stacking up LA. Matt Olson, if you're fading Musgrove, but the Angels are another stack I like a lot. Like, I'm writing the free DFS picks for Rotoballer on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And my stacks I'm writing up is Colorado, Dodgers, Angels. Jared Walsh has been hitting the ball extremely hard right now. You get Dane Dunning in that Texas bullpen. So Walsh at 646 is quite appealing at probably next to no ownership. So that'll be a fun one there. Love CJ Cron at 45. He's an amazing play against Justin Steele. Continues to crush baseballs. If you are fading Bueller, like, Cincinnati could be a nice contrarian stack. Like, they didn't do much against Cleveland for the most part. They blew up 2 days ago, but today they didn't do much of anything. But Votto at 44 versus Bueller. If you think Bueller's velocity is still in trouble, the Reds are intriguing. Votto at 44 would be a piece of that one. Connor Joe's first base outfield eligible at 34. Love Connor Joe. He's leading off for Colorado. The Joe Crone combo is a big, big one for me. If you want to go to Detroit, I never mind fading Zach Greinke. So Torkelson at 31. Torkelson has his first career home run on Wednesday. He's got double the game before that. So he's really starting to get it going. So Torque at 31. Would be another nice cheap one for you in that one. That out wraps it up, barring some value popping up in lineups. Second base position now, you got like Simeon if you want, Ozzy Albies if you want, but I like Jonathan Scope. Went deep on Wednesday's $4,300, but he's hit safely in five or six games so far this season, going up against the pitch to contact Greinke. You got Indy at 42 as another like kind of cheaper piece in that midst. Gleyber Torres went deep on Wednesday's $3,800 versus Gossman. That could be a little value there. You got Brendan Rodgers, Jose Iglesias for Colorado, and some cheapies as well. But if you want to punt the position, I used them on Wednesday, talked about him in the Discord, talked about him on this show. Gavin Lux, second base outfield eligible. He went to Ding Dong City on Wednesday. He's been very productive. He's hitting over 400 to start the season. He's looking real good. He's $2,900. Nice, cheap, cheap piece of the Dodgers. Second base outfield eligible for Gavin Lux. And then Santiago Espinal, talked about him again. He's 2,300 going up against Luis Severino if you want another cheap piece in that one. Third base, you got Donaldson, who hit a bullet to end the game on Wednesday night. He's 5K against Gossman, but Yeah, Wisdom and Coors. Candelario's off to a very slow start, but I love me some Candyman, so I'm not going to give up on him just yet. But Muncy at 43, he went deep on Wednesday. He's a nice cheap piece of the Dodgers. If you need to, Justin Turner as well. If VR is in the Cubs lineup at $3,800, that's a cheaper piece of Coors action that I can definitely get behind. Jack Mayfield was looking into him, second base, third base eligible for the Angels at 3K. I want to see if he cracks the lineup. He's played three games so far this year. It's been every other day, so we'll see if he cracks it. But hit safely in every game. He's got an extra base hit in every game. He's got 12 or more DK points in every game. He's swinging a pretty hot stick, and he's 3K. So I'm very intrigued with that against Dane Dunning. If you're looking for a value play with Jack Mayfield, that stood out as like a hmm. Then, as always, like Jack Mayfield's at least second base, third base, so you can play him at two positions. But the value that's just I'm going to keep mentioning every show is Bobby Witt Jr.'s $2,500. He's too good. I know his batting average sucks, but he's producing fantasy production day in and day out, even without getting hits. So Bobby Witt Jr. 25 is in play. Shortstop Trey Turner, worth a look for sure. Bo Bichette, he's been ice cold to start the year, but that won't last forever. Dansby at 39 is okay. Gleyber Torres again at 38. Shortstop's been a weird position this year. You got Iglesias and Coors at 32, which I like a little bit there. But for the most part, barring some random guy showing up in a lineup, it's like you got to pay for like Trey or Bo. Javi Baez is day-to-day. Do you go Adalberto Mondesi at 44? I guess you could if you want to be super contrarian, but it's a rough look for shortstop. You're probably paying up for the most part. Outfield's loaded. As always, you got Trout. Betts is in a good spot at 5,300. Judge just, he went deep on Wednesday. He's 52, but George Springer swinging a very, very hot stick at 5,000. Giancarlo just missed one, but Seiya Suzuki in Coors at 48. I like a ton. I think a lot of people will, though, so keep that in mind. A good pivot off of Seiya, or just don't care about the chalk. You can just pivot somewhere else. But Austin Meadows is 4,700. Austin Meadows is crushing baseballs right now. He's off to a very good start to the season. He's hit safely in all five games so far. 10 or more DK points in 3 or 4, 8 or more in 4 or 5. Really swinging it well. He doesn't have any extra. He has one extra base hit, my bad. One extra base hit. So he's getting it done with multi-hit games, scoring runs. He's 4,700. Hits right-handed pitching phenomenally. Gets the pitch to contact Granky. He's a nice tournament play because I don't think most, if they're paying up, aren't going to look to Austin Meadows. They're going to look to Suzuki, Springer, Stanton, Judge, those type of situations. So Meadows can be a very nice tournament play at 4,700. Almost even cash viable, but I don't think you need to go there in cash. Chris Bryant's 44 in Coors, yes. Teoscar Hernandez left with an oblique injury, which should open up some value in the Toronto outfield. So keep an eye on the offense there. We saw Bradley Zimmer come in for him on Wednesday. So that'll be something to keep in mind. Joe Adell's only 42. I like that. It was brought up to me on Twitter. Joey Gallo, off to a rough start if you look statistically, but he is hitting the ball ridiculously well right now. He had a ball that, in the history of StatCast, he's the first person that did not result in a home run. It was a flyout, so like just insane stuff. He's had multiple balls with like an XBA of like 950 and above for outs this year. He's about to have a big game sooner than later. So Gallo at 41 in tournaments is a very, like he's hitting the ball phenomenally. Just the luck box is just running dry for him. So Joey Gallo at 41. You got Lourdes Gurriel at 41 as well. You got the Ozunas if you're stacking Atlanta. Sure, if you want to go there. Blackman at 39 will probably get overlooked in your Colorado stacks if you want to be a little different. So people will see lefty-lefty, boring old Blackman. That's the way to go. Akil Baddoo went deep on Wednesday's 3,800 versus Granky. I always love my Benintendi at 38. There's Bradley Zimmer. He's 37 for Toronto. If you want to go there, Ian Happ and Coors is always exciting at 3,600. That's really cheap. Connor Joe at 34, mentioned him earlier. If you're fading Buehler, Tyler Naquin's only 33. The dude crushes right-handed pitching. On Wednesday, he had a double, a stolen base. On the day before, a homer and a double. The day before that, a double. He's got 14 or more DK points in 3 straight games. He crushes right-handed pitching. It's Buehler, but $3,300 makes for a nice tournament play. Brandon Marsh of the Angels at 32. If you're stacking the Angels, nice cheap piece there against Dunning. Love me some Randall Grichuk at $3,200. He's like between Grichuk, Joe, and Crone. Just phenomenal values against for guys that just hit lefties so well. So really good Coors value, and it's going to be probably chalky, but Grichuk might not be because he's towards the bottom of the order, which not everybody flocks to. So keep that in mind. Other than that, like Aaron Hicks, Gavin Lux, they're cheap pieces, sub 3K guys. In the outfield, like Jerkson Profar, I'm not looking to fade Morton, but Cody Bellinger did go deep on Wednesday. He's 2,700 if you want another cheap piece there versus Sessa and San Martin. that's a place you can go. And then other than that, see what other value pops up in your lineups. Recapping your pitching, my main dogs, Charlie Morton, Ohtani, Musgrove. That's my big three. You could use Gossman in tournaments. You can use Bueller in tournaments. Cool with that either way. If you need to punt, Freeland and Steele are tournament viable because Coolers will be super chalky. Just not running to go do that. Stacking things up, the Angels. Love the Angels versus Dunning. Big, big fan there. Mentioned like Marsh value. You got Adele. I like Brand, Joe Walsh as well. Obviously, you have Trout, Ohtani. Lots to like there. Atlanta, San Diego, probably avoiding that. But Detroit, KC, I think both sides are going to play there. I prefer the Detroit side against Greinke. Colorado, Coors Field, love it. Prefer Colorado side. Both sides are phenomenal. Then I love the Dodgers. Betts, Freeman can be low-owned. You got Bellinger and Lux values. Lux is the one I prefer. Will Smith's a good target. So lots to like in those scenarios. So we'll see lineups. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we need to shift some things. And when we shift some things, we do that in the Fantasy Degens Discord, which is free. So come ask for an invite. We'll get you up in there. Or hit me up on Twitter just in general at BDintric. I'll help you out when I can. Also, if you give a rate review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd appreciate it. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out the Benched with Bubba podcast. Give it a rate review. Tuesday's Bubba the Bat Flip. Thursday's Bubba the Bloom. Sneaking in some Wednesday pods from time to time as well. But that'll do it, folks. We will be back with you guys tomorrow for your Friday edition. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 14th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.